This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert says the country could see 100,000 to 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Sunday that millions could become infected in the United States. Faced with Fauci's grim projections and the possibility that even more could die in the U.S. without measures to keep people away from one another, U.S. President Donald Trump extended federal guidelines recommending people stay home for another 30 days until the end of April. The tally kept by Johns Hopkins University shows that the U.S. had over 140,000 infections and 2,400 deaths worldwide by the end of Sunday, that more than 33,000 people have died, half of that in Spain and Italy worldwide. New York has surpassed 1,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak alone, less than a month after the first case was detected in the state. The virus has torn through New York City and its suburbs with frightening speed. Most of the deaths have happened in a span of just a few days. New York City reported in the evening that its toll had risen to 776. The official total number of statewide deaths isn't expected to be released until Monday, but with at least 250 additional deaths recorded outside the city as of Sunday morning, the state's total fatalities was at least 1,026. State media confirmed Monday that nuclear-armed North Korea successfully tested super-large multiple rocket launchers, but leader Kim Jong-un was not described as commanding the drill, as analysts say Pyongyang seeks to normalize its launches. With the world focused on the coronavirus pandemic and North Korea insisting it has not had a single COVID-19 case, the isolated state has carried out four such firings this month. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for a swift action from the international community to defeat COVID-19 as leaders of the Group of 20 convened an extraordinary summit to coordinate multilateral responses to the pandemic. He said, now is a crucial moment, a time for us to rise up to the challenge and act with swiftness. This is the first time for leaders of world's main economies and international organizations to have face-to-face negotiations via a video conference. It was also the first video summit in the history of G20. At the conference, leaders carried out urgent communication and coordination. Among those proposals, President Xi's four proposals drew international attention. The first, the G20 needs to be resolute in fighting an all-out global war against the COVID-19 outbreak. Second, the G20 needs to make a collective response for control and treatment at the international level. Third, the G20 needs to support international organizations in playing their active roles. And fourth, the G20 needs to enhance international macroeconomic policy coordination. The Colombian National Police is resorting to creative methods to urge citizens to stay in their homes during the quarantine to prevent further spreading of the coronavirus. In Medellin, a funeral car carrying a coffin and wreaths drove through the streets of the city while issuing alert messages for citizens to stay in their homes during the state of emergency. In the afternoon, the Colombian police entertained neighbors by singing. In another Colombian city, police used drones with loudspeakers to warn people to stay home. Passengers on a virus-stricken cruise liner entered the Panama Canal in Central America Sunday after they were told the company was still searching for a port which will allow them to disembark, even as they pleaded for help. The Panama Canal Authority said the Zandam liner had entered the canal, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, on Sunday afternoon after transferring healthy passengers to another ship and restocking supplies. Holland American Line President Orlando Ashford admitted they were still searching for a port after the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the ship's intended destination, said that Florida City could not take the risk of accepting the passengers. Ashford said in a video message the company was still trying to figure out where to disembark passengers. According to American health experts, the novel coronavirus did not originate from a seafood market in central China's Wuhan City. Since the outbreak of the epidemic, the origin of the novel coronavirus has been widely discussed online, and conspiracy theories around it have also emerged endlessly. Previous scientific studies have already suggested that virus which causes COVID-19 originated through natural processes. In a recent interview with ABC News, Dr. Robert Gary, a professor at the Tulane University School of Medicine, once again pointed out that it's a misconception to believe it originated in Wuhan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.